Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. An attack in Afghanistan kills six NATO troops. A NATO spokesman has confirmed that a suicide bomber on a motorbike attacked a joint U.S.-Afghan patrol near Bagram Airfield, killing six NATO soldiers and wounding three others. Speaking with VOA's Ayaz Ghul just moments ago, revealed the attack itself goes beyond a body count.
It's interesting because that area north of Kabul is so secure and so sensitive. And this Bagram Air Base has been, from the beginning, under the U.S. control. And there has been quite the security has been really tight throughout these years. But this attack signifies and it shows the ability of the Taliban to reach anywhere they want to. And that's quite a setback for the security measures in that province, which is north of Kabul, the Parwan province.
Michael Lawhorn, a spokesman for NATO's Resolute Support Base in Kabul, told VOA that an investigation is underway into the midday blast. The base is the largest U.S. military facility in Afghanistan. In a social media post, the Taliban claimed at least 19 people were killed, mostly U.S. soldiers. An Afghan provincial official took the extraordinary step Sunday of imploring Kabul on Facebook to send help immediately, warning southern Helmand province was in danger of falling to the Taliban. Deputy Provincial Governor Mohammad Jan Rasul Yar said at least 90 Afghan security force personnel had been killed in 2 days of fighting. South Asia analyst Jonah Blank of the RAND Corporation told VOA's Victor Beatty the use of social media in such a way is not unprecedented in Afghanistan.
The former head of Afghan intelligence also took to Facebook recently to express his displeasure with the government's